Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some dude that called in and said I shouldn't have an Uncrustable before a physical.
That sucks for you.
Yo, they had the peanut butter and honey ones in there. I had never seen those.
JP, just how the Raiders been in Vegas for 5 years, those have been in the kitchen for about 3. But now, where I stand on the Terry situation, I'm not surprised because he didn't have no training camp. He's getting right back out there going full speed. So I wasn't surprised. Now, I hope it don't hinder him from Sunday. I hope he could play through it. But if it's something that's bad, I wouldn't play him. I know he has this thing where he hasn't missed a game in like 5 years. Don't go out there for a record. Just if it's bothering you, let it heal while it's earlier in the season, because we're going to need you later on.
Landfill, you worried about the Terry thing?
Not really. I'm a little more worried that he didn't really do a lot the first couple weeks of the season. Although, yeah, last, you know, on Sunday, he looked pretty good.
Sunday, he looked pretty good, got deep. The Terry situation, the Noah Brown situation. How much do you guys buy into Luke McCaffrey had the big play, his first ever NFL touchdown? Luke, it's pretty remarkable. I think he had 3 catches for, I'm going to pull up the exact stats because to me, this says a lot. Luke last year, I want to say, finished the season. Yeah, I got the numbers here. 18 for 168 last year. On Sunday against the Raiders, he had 3 catches for 56 yards and a touchdown. How much do you feel like there could be a Luke McCaffrey kind of breakout season here if Noah Brown misses more time? Maybe Terry's not 100%. Like, was that Luke finally got one and now it's going to continue to grow from there? Or was that a one-off late in a game against a bad defense that was getting their ass kicked in the run game? So maybe the play action just worked. Jeffrey, how you feeling about Luke?
I want Luke to prosper. And hopefully the way the stadium erupted in Luke, hopefully that motivates him to get in the end zone more.
Landy, you feeling better about Luke?
No, not really.
Really?
No, he just hasn't really done anything in like the time he's been here. That game, I'm not going to put that much weight into what happened at the end of the game. I'd need to see it for a couple more weeks before I change my opinion.
Atlanta gave up 30 to the Panthers. Maybe this is the Luke continues tour. I think it's fair to want to see more, though. What do you think
I don't, I've said this all along. I had a bunch of like some of the fantasy people we have on, some national fantasy people that I know throughout the throughout training camp were texting me about Bill. Like, yo, what is his role? Is he going to be the guy? And at that point, I had said, this was after the B-Rob trade. But I was like, listen, they are going to go with a committee. And at that point, I was like, Eckler's definitely going to have a role. Like, from a fantasy perspective, the Commanders' backfield kind of scares me. And from a fantasy perspective, that hasn't changed. Rodriguez is going to have a role. McNichols showed he could hit a home run. He's also their best in pass pro. Bill's role, I think, will continue to grow. If you look at last week, C-Rod got the most carries. Bill got the second most carries. McNichols got the most yards. A lot of that was the 60-yarder. McNichols finished 4 for 78. I do think it's important that Bill helped in the pass game. He caught his only target on that little slip underneath Max Crosby. I think, I don't know when it happens, but I think fans need to be comfortable with how they're going to divvy up the carries. If you want more Bill in your life, I understand. He finished with 8 carries for 26 yards, 3.3 per carry. C-Rod was 11 for 39, 3.5. I already gave you the McNichols stat line. The 60-yarder is going to skew that. I don't think the committee is going anywhere when it comes to the Commanders' running back room. I think that's how they're going to operate. I think for fantasy folks, I understand the frustration.
To hell with them. I don't care about no fantasy. We care about winning the game.
Do you think – now, Bill had double the carries this week than he did last week. Do you think they need to get Bill more carries?
I think they need to get the guy who's the most effective that day, the most carries. Bill is a guy who we see can get certain things done. But what if it's just not his day? Everyone asking for Bill. You know what the opposing team does to prepare for Bill? We heard a lot about Bill. Bill had gotten the most the week before. All of a sudden, who got the first snap in the game Sunday? Rodriguez. These coaches understand what's going on. And I know what the fans feel like. And listen, kudos to y'all. You find the person you like, cool. But trying to help your fantasy team win is not what the object is in this thing. The object is to win the football game. And when you saw McNichols doing it like he was doing it, you got to go with that. And another aspect that McNichols bring to the game that Bill not yet, or even Rodriguez not yet, brings to the game is the pass receiving out of the backfield. And ordinarily, he's very much a good pass protector. You know, against Atlanta, against Green Bay, and he wasn't. Nobody was. But he also, when he's in the game, the one thing he does when he's in the game, a team can't say, oh, they're going to be running the ball. You don't know what he's going to do. Very much like Eckler when he was in the game.
I asked the boys this. What's your concern level with Terry's quad?
Quad for a receiver? I worry about it. But was it something very serious? Or is it something that he could get through? You know, we know that they're going to get the treatment, probably getting treated twice a day, sometimes three. Go home and still do some stuff. But I've had quad. I've had hamstring stuff, but nothing that kept me out of a football game. Because guys that, if you ever ran track, you know how to run and stop to help to keep stuff from messing up. A lot of people always think the hamstring pull is when you're really taking off a lot. A lot of hamstring pulls happen even more when you're stopping. The way that you like throw that leg out there, you can get that same thing to happen with your quad. But if you take care of it and during the week, take it a little easy, you probably can go on Sunday. Gary Clark.
Right.
You know, we do this show with Gary on the Thursdays for home games. Gary talked about how he rather couldn't go in practice. He'll come out on Friday, do a little something, get in the game, he'll do it. Then he has to build himself back up for Friday again, you know, to be able to go that weekend. And there are guys out there that are capable of doing that and doing it like that. And we know Gary did it at a high level. He'll take a damn 7-yard hitch and go 70 with a messed up ham. Or, you know, and the quad thing is the one of the biggest muscles in your body. That thing, you want to take care of it. And, you know, I think Terry will.
What about Luke? We saw the big catch and run. Hmm? He almost got to like a last year he went for 170 through the air. He went for 56 in the week 3 win over the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what, close to a third of his total for the year last year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, we don't know what's going to happen with Noah Brown yet, but Noah Brown has missed time at various times.
Yep.
Terry's got this quad thing. How much faith do you have that Luke last week was not a one-off, but he'll continue to grow in that role?
Well, he's growing on a regular basis, and he's getting better at things. I think we've seen him open on some plays, which I mentioned. I tried to explain this the other day, where he could be sometime on the backside of a pass route where they're watching on the left side, and he may not see him. But the fact that he was open and the quarterback found him and he got some score, maybe they look for him a little bit more. You know what I mean? Maybe during the week, Cliff goes, Luke may be on the backside of this thing. Give him a peek before you let that ball go. And I think the more weeks he gets under his belt, the better he's going to be. We have to understand Luke moved to receiver in his last year, 2 years in college.
At Rice, yeah.
And didn't get ton of receptions. Come here last year, didn't get much play. Now he's back in his second year. So him and Jalen Lane are those guys that we're expecting to grow. And the mere fact that he's here and the coaches talk so highly of him, I believe he's doing everything they want him to do in practice.
There is
you have to take that to the game.
There's definitely a disconnect in how fans have been frustrated versus how coaches see McCaffrey. And I would add Senate. The coaches like what they see.
Yeah, I mean, fans see, fans like, fans don't know. Luke get drafted in the third round. We automatically start liking him. We have an expectation because he was drafted in the third round. We also have an expectation because he's Christian McCaffrey's brother. That may be what a lot of people are pulling for. But the coach also understands that the guy is raw. He may not be 100% ready yet. So I'm not going to just throw him out there when he can't help us or himself. As he began to help us and himself, I throw him out there and he starts to play. I think fans need to allow those coaches to be able to go out there and do what they do. The coach knows when it's time to go and when it's not. Because sometimes when the coach don't put a player on the field, he's not trying to disappoint the fans. He's trying to protect that player. Because if you go out there on the foot, see the difference between football and some of these other sports, go out on the football field not knowing what the hell you're doing, you end up in the hospital, laid up some damn where. It's not like basketball. Baseball, you know, you might strike out here or there. Football, you end up in a damn bed somewhere. I'm like, what the hell happened? When you're not ready, you're not ready. Coaches are throwing them out there when they're ready. And now you see him starting to come along. Some guys do it quicker than others.
It's going to be a really interesting week. I don't staff change in Atlanta. They started 1-2 and just got smoked by the Panthers.
Yeah.
And Raheem has since fired Ike Hilliard.
The receiver coach.
Receivers coach. Ike Hilliard was here. He may have had the passing game coordinator title. What do you make of firing your receivers coach 3 weeks into the season?
Sometimes you got to fire somebody. And I will ask this question. Does a receiver coach, pass game coordinator, do they block for the quarterback? Nope. Do they coach the guy that necessarily block for the quarterback? That's an offensive line coach job. I don't think Penix or Kirk had much time in that game. And they damn sure don't throw the ball for the quarterbacks. So I'm sure Ike didn't tell Penix to throw the ball to the other team. And sometimes you're a scapegoat. This is how it goes. It's that simple. And I know people don't think things are simple. Things are that damn simple. Sometimes you just end up on the wrong end of the stick.
Raheem Morris was emphatic after the game that there's not a quarterback competition, that Kirk doesn't get to compete for the job, that it's Penix's job. What are the chances you think we see Kirk on Sunday?
As a starter?
No. He's not. It's going to be Penix.
I think if Penix goes in the game and he's playing like he was playing against Jacksonville, you'll see him. See, coaches always say it's not a controversy. May not be a quarterback controversy. Maybe a performance controversy. Ron would say one thing that I agree with him is, I can't just worry about one guy. I worry about the rest of the people. And if one guy is affecting all the other people, then one guy shouldn't be out there, right? So if he's affecting the performance of their offense, he probably won't be out there. So,
Raheem is in his second year as the head coach in Atlanta. Last year they went 8-9, off to a 1-2 start. All-time good guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like They are the Falcons, but it seems like there might be some turkey vultures circling overhead. They're going to be desperate for a win. Keep that in mind as Washington prepares to go down to Atlanta. When we return, really excited to get the University of Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith on the line. Have a great conversation. Nobody go anywhere. It is Bemidji and Finley. Now, I told you a little bit about what's going on at home. It's unfortunate. It's not the end of the world. But over these next couple, let's hope it's a couple weeks, we're going to have contractors in and out all the time. You know what is a huge help? The MyQ app. I can let them in from my phone through my garage door. Look, we're all hoping the squad in Burgundy and Gold has more ups than downs this season. But if your garage door is struggling to go up and down, that's where Door Pro America comes in. Whether it's just a busted spring, it's too noisy, or it just won't move, go with the pros at Door Pro America. You know, we recently upgraded our garage door with Door Pro America. One of the best home improvements we made. It was a simple process. It looks great, runs smooth, and it bumped up the curb appeal on the house. Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years, and they can do it all. Repairs, maintenance, new installs, garage doors, openers, whatever you need. Do what I did. Give them a call and ask how you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, including annual maintenance to keep everything on track. You call right now, you get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or you can visit doorproamerica.com and tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.